You are listening to Free Radio Olympia. Here at the Thunderbolt, I tend to cover a lot of controversial topics from controversial points of view. And therefore, some of the other folks that work with this radio station always appreciate it when I point out that while they may agree with the views expressed on this program, they also very well may not. And in either case, they are in no way responsible for that content. Therefore, if my show makes you want to start hurling blunt objects at people, then make sure you choose the correct target, which in this case would be me, not them. And now, on with the show! Guess, kids, there you were, enjoying your privileged white status, blissfully ignorant of the fact that your shoes were manufactured by a child slave, until one day, you turned on your radio, and you were struck by the Thunderbolt! Hello, Cascadia! It's time to wake up! Yes, you better grab that cup of coffee, because you are about to be struck by the thunderbolt of truth and justice. Here it comes. Yes, kids, the thunderbolt is your guide to activism in Thurston County. I have news. I have commentary, I have a calendar for activist-related events, kick-ass music, and dumb jokes! So Cascadia is off of the couch and into the streets! It's time to save civilization from fiery apocalypse! Though even the apocalypse is gonna have to wait until I have had a cup of coffee! All right, and welcome to the Thunderbolt for July 9th, 2021. I'm going to replay a show that originally aired on May 3rd of 2019. And I do these replays because it takes about 14 to 16 hours to produce 1 hour of Thunderbolt. And that does not include the time I spend actually researching and writing it. And I figured out very early on that producing a new show every week was nearly impossible. And so at first, I merely played the same news and commentary section for 2 weeks in a row, but then when I had collected a few years' worth of archives, I began my current practice of replaying favorites from the past. This week's replay is called Omnicide, and here we go.
You know, I just don't understand what these rioters think they're accomplishing. They could make their points so much better with peaceful demonstrations like the one on Thursday.
There was a peaceful demonstration Thursday?
Yeah, we didn't cover it, but that's not the point.
Good luck somewhere else. I'm gonna miss you. Boo-ho, 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 boo-ho.
Squid's taking it real hard.
Welcome to the Thunderbolt for May 3rd, 2019. And we are most happy to start this week's show off by announcing that there is not only an exciting new political commentator on the scene, but this new personality has inside information straight from the depths of the deep state's barnyard. Yes, kids. We now have an inside source for cogent biting and often humorous dictums concerning that legendary Congress critter, Devin Nunes. Everyone's favorite Republican representative from California's infamous white supremacist stronghold, the Central Valley. And so, it is my very great pleasure to introduce to you Devin Nunes's cow. Yes, Devin Nunes has had a cow, man. So evidently, from a bovine point of view, Devin Nunes is utterly useless. He is way, W-H-E-Y, over his head in corruption. And he'll soon be moved to jail. So it was the cute idea, and Devin Nunes' cow did have a couple of hundred Twitter followers. But then, Devin Nunes himself exhibited the usual amazing political genius that is being displayed by so many of our modern 21st century politicians. And he did this by suing Devin Nunes' cow. Yes, kids. Even if I were capable of making stuff like this up, I could never get away with it. Yes, Devin Nunes is suing Devin Nunes' cow, and better yet, he is suing Devin Nunes' cow for defamation. Now, I would think that defaming a Republican would be an oxymoron. That's just me, so whatever. Conveniently, right there in his legal filing, Mr. Nunes provides a list of all the greatest hits and best insults that have been leveled toward Devin Nunes by Devin Nunes' cow. And so now everyone can simply go and read all of them for themselves. Aha. So you cannot pay to get better publicity than this. You may remember that I mentioned a minute ago that Devin Nunes' cow had a couple of hundred Twitter followers. Well, thanks to Devin Nunes' lawsuit, Devin Nunes' cow has now gone viral. Devin Nunes' cow, in fact, has more Twitter followers than Devin Nunes himself does. When I first came to Olympia in 2008, there was a large and thriving anti-war movement utterly outraged over George W. Bush's interventionist wars. We had recently helped to organize the largest protests in human history, in fact. However, that anti-war movement pretty much died without a whimper the day that Barack Obama took office. And I am convinced that that was the number one task that Goldman Sachs had assigned to the Obamer upon installing him in the White House.
There you go, Astro Boy, flying high in the sky. We'll cheer you, you're a hero, and go, 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 Astro Boy.
Like a master magician, the Obamer entranced and hypnotized the public with his wit and intelligence as he performed his duties, entertaining and distracting the public, so that Wall Street could continue stealing our national treasure with impunity.
There you go, Astro Boy, flying high in the sky. What can I do to be like you and become a real Astro Boy?
Every move the Obamer made for his entire 8 years in office, including his vaunted health care bill, worked to the very great benefit of the war machine in general and Goldman Sachs in particular. Obama made support for interventionist wars and for mass murdering children bipartisan. Corporate raiders raided our national treasury with impunity. Wealth inequality vastly increased under Obama, and murdering CEOs were free to kill without consequence. Even as Barack Obama himself got very rich. And now, largely as a result of Obama's influence, rather than being outraged and organizing protests, the liberals are instead cheering the Rump's intervention in Venezuela. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Dianne Feinstein, and even Elizabeth Warren are all acting as cheerleaders in the Rump's efforts to replace a democratically elected government in Venezuela with a bunch of murdering fascists. Yes, NPR stands shoulder to shoulder with MSDNC and Faux News and the New York Times in telling a large number and a wide variety of outright lies about what is going on in Venezuela. It doesn't matter. We are in the era of the big lie. The bull strike has crossed the planet 3 times before the truth can even get its boots on. Using this and a wide variety of other tactics and strategies, the American war machine now completely controls almost everything. The war machine completely controls the American media, meaning that the war machine completely controls what most Americans think about most things. The war machine completely controls the leadership of both political parties. The war machine completely controls most of the research funding at our university. The war machine controls hundreds of billions of off-the-books dollars. They have their own intelligence services. They have their own politics. And they have their own taskmasters. And I think that all of that explains a lot of other things about everything else as well. It would seem that the universe is constantly sending us messages. And it would seem that you ignore those messages at your own risk. A large portion of one of the Catholicism's holiest icons, the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, not only just burned down, but it burned down right between Palm Sunday and Easter, which is Catholicism's holiest week. The central spire at Notre Dame went up in a spectacular conflagration witnessed by a good portion of the population of Paris. While Catholicism makes me tear out my hair, Notre Dame represents a whole bunch of cultural and historical stuff that represents much more than just Catholicism. And this destruction is totally sad. Joan of Arc once worshipped at Notre Dame. In other news, Mozambique was recently hit with the worst storm in the history of the Southern Hemisphere. There was massive flooding. And massive loss of life throughout Mozambique and other parts of southeastern Africa. ExxonMobil, who has brought massive and astronomical profits whilst creating the conditions that created this storm, has offered to provide $300,000 in aid to the victims. Jacob's Ladder. It has been noted that $300,000 represents 7 minutes of profit for ExxonMobil. No further comment necessary. I recently heard Donald Trump threaten the American people with the fact that he has, quote, the support of the police, the support of the military, and the support of bikers for Trump, unquote. And that if things were to go to a, quote, certain point, unquote, then things would get, quote, very bad, unquote. And then I heard a woman at a Steve Bannon rally say this.
Never in my life did I think I would like to see a dictator, but if there's going to be one, I want it to be Trump.
So I've been warning you for years that a criminal gang, a psychopathic Nazi, is taking over the government. And that they are fixing to convert it into a full-fledged police state. Everything they've been doing ever since World War I has been geared toward that eventual end. And now they finally have the proper infrastructure. And now they finally have the properly brainwashed populace in place. And now, literally straight out of the pages of Dewsbury, they have Donald Trump. And I've also been warning you for years that part of the reason for the Rump's clown-like antics are to distract us from the truly nasty stuff that is going on in the background. Everyone is outraged over some stupid tweet, whilst no one is even noticing that the dude is frigging burning down the goddamned house. A top official in the Rump's interior department put it very succinctly. He said, quote, "One of the things that I have found absolutely thrilling and working for this administration is that the president has a knack for keeping the attention of the media and the public focused somewhere else while we do all the work." And speaking of presidents, there is a phenomenon I have been noticing where in popular criticism of sitting presidents is often based upon pure BS. I've been telling you for years that this Russian collusion thing was seriously overblown at best and pure bullshit at worst, and that they were creating Russian straw dogs in order to distract everyone from the fact that everyone has finally figured out that the Democrats suck almost as much as the Republicans do. Which is a fact I have also been pointing out for years. If they really wanted the Rump's scalp hanging from their belts, well, Donald Trump is probably the most financially corrupt president we have ever had. In addition, he has committed a large number and a wide variety of other provable, impeachable offenses. Yet the Democrats have been having us chasing our tails for 2 years now, looking for ephemeral Russians. Whatever this thing about false flag criticism of presidents is, it is also bipartisan. For consider Barack Obama. Now that dude was a war criminal and a mass murderer of children. He was a smooth-talking, charismatic devil, and he was a wholly owned and utterly corrupt subsidiary of Goldman Sachs. Yet what was the nature of the critiques leveled toward him by his leading critics? He was born in Kenya. He's a Muslim. He's a socialist. Barack Obama, of course, was born in Hawaii. He's a Christian, and he's a fascist. Which is pretty much the opposite of a socialist. And even if all those things were true, so frigging what? Compared to the things that the guy actually did do, those things are nothing. And in fact, these criticisms made Obama's critics seem somewhat idiotic. And maybe that was the whole point. Consider, for this whole time, the Democrats have been saying Trump is a foreign agent. The Russians are coming. Wait for the Mueller report. While the Rump and his acolytes have been crying witch hunt. And now the Mueller report has been issued. Its conclusion is that Russian collusion thing was pure BS. And thus, all of the Rump's critics have now largely been disarmed. In fact, those criticisms now make the Rump critics seem somewhat idiotic. But maybe that was the whole point. After the Russian thing, even if the next bone everyone picks actually has some substance to it, they will have a difficult time getting anything past any renewed cries of witch hunt.
And it's time for a quick station break. The Thunderbolt will be back in just a minute. The views expressed on this program are strictly those of the show's producers and do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station nor anyone associated with this radio station. And now, back to the Thunderbolt. The people of the United States just recently learned from Michael Cohen that Donald Trump is a racist and a con artist. Listeners to the Thunderbolt already knew that a long time ago. The people of the United States recently learned that there was probably no collusion between the Russians and the Trump campaign. Well, listeners to the Thunderbolt have already known that was also highly likely for a long time now as well. There is actually much more evidence that Hillary Clinton stole her election than there is on the Donald. And even if there had been such collusion, it isn't like that would be the end of the world. In 1968, Richard Nixon made a secret illegal backroom deal with the frigging North Vietnamese whilst he was in the middle of a presidential campaign. He was offering the North Vietnamese the promise of a better deal from Tricky Dick than the one that Lyndon Johnson was offering. If only they would walk out of the peace talks and wait for Nixon to take office. Now that was straight up treason. Lyndon Johnson himself noted that fact in a recorded phone call wherein Johnson berated the Senate Minority Leader, a Republican whose name I am forgetting right now, upon learning of this scheme. However, Johnson chose not to out Nixon's treason. He said he kept the treasonous ways of Richard Nixon a secret from the public for the good of the country. I guess having a traitor running the country was better than the people knowing that a traitor was running the country. The North Vietnamese did indeed subsequently walk out on those peace talks, an act that probably extended the Vietnam War by several years. And when Nixon won the election, he then not only carpet bombed North Vietnam, but he threw in Laos and Cambodia as well. So take that. Ronald Reagan's people were selling guns and drugs and then using the profits to support the Nicaraguan Contras, who were themselves a truly vicious gang of murdering psychopaths, torturers, and child killers, straight from the School of the Americas, and who spent their spare time raping, torturing, and murdering nuns, and then murdering the local archbishop when he complained about it. Ha! So colluding with Russians to dig up dirt on Hillary Clinton? Wow! That's some truly shocking shite! It's like the possibility of the Rump colluding with Vladimir to steal the election is such a shocking or unprecedented thing, even compared to a lot of the truly evil crap that the Rump is actually doing, and crap that is right out in everyone's face, but the crap that no one ever talks about. Well, many others, including both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, have done much worse things in the past than stealing an election. So whatever. As long as Americans keep electing the same people over and over, you're gonna keep getting the same thing over and over. The first thing I saw when I checked out the news recently was a video clip of Julian Assange being drug out of the Ecuadorian embassy in London. It would seem that not only is it no longer illegal in America to commit war crimes, but it has become illegal to report on war crimes. Now this is a very big f***ing deal. As with my own personal battles with Media Island recently, which were always about much more than just me, this situation is also about much more than just Chelsea Manning or Julian Assange. Because what the oppression machine is doing to Manning and Assange is a direct frontal assault upon the most basic core tenets of the First Amendment and the free press in the United States. No less. If their oppression machine can succeed at criminalizing journalism, then we are toast. Yes, kids, thanks to Chelsea Manning and Julian Assange, the general public became aware of the fact that the United States was daily committing heinous war crimes in Iraq. Though Thunderbolt listeners had already known that for a long time. And thanks to Julian Assange, the general public learned the fact that the Democratic Party is made up of a bunch of lying sleaze bags. The Thunderbolt listeners had already known that for a long time as well. WikiLeaks was given great credit in helping to launch and organize the Arab Spring, which, while it was almost immediately co-opted, and while most of the participant countries are now much worse off than they were before, at first, the Arab Spring was a massive grassroots uprising that largely succeeded before it utterly failed. In addition, I have always found the reactions to the WikiLeaks leaks to be both hilarious and telling. When they first hit the big time with their Iraq war logs, thus exposing the Bush administration's war crimes, the left cheered, while the Bush bots wailed. Then, when WikiLeaks exposed the Democratic Party as a bunch of lying, unethical, scheming dirtbags, it was the left doing all the decrying, whilst the right, including Donald Trump on numerous occasions, cheered loudly and asked for more. The Democrats even pulled out their tired BS about Julian Assange being a tool of the Russians. This in spite of the fact that Assange had also made sure to release yet another highly unflattering WikiLeaks exposing Vladimir Putin as a narcissistic and corrupt bully and gangster. No wonder Vladimir gets along with the rump so well. Julian Assange's detractors also try to claim that he is not a, quote, real journalist, unquote, even though not a single fact that WikiLeaks has ever published has ever been so much as questioned, much less refuted. While MSDNC and CNN and Faux News and the New York Times and in fact every major media outlet in this country could not claim the same thing even for the last week or the last day, or the last hour. Julian Assange is not only a real journalist, but Julian Assange very effectively did the job at which our own media has been completely and utterly failing at for decades now. And this assault on the free press is very important. This is worthy of organizing and protesting and rallying. And unlike the case with Edward Snowden, there is no evidence that Julian Assange is actually an undercover American intelligence operative. And in case you missed it, the feds threw Chelsea Manning back into prison again. Not for committing any new crimes, but for refusing to lie to a grand jury about Julian Assange. The government has been trying to threaten and coerce Ms. Manning into testifying that Mr. Assange encouraged her and helped her to steal the information that was subsequently published on WikiLeaks, which would have been a criminal act on Assange's part. But both Manning and Assange deny that, and I believe them. Chelsea Manning voluntarily walked right back into the jaws of the federal meat grinder rather than sell out her principles. And since she's been in that meat grinder before, then she knew full well what she was in for beforehand. Yes, kids, the feds are using the age-old trick of jailing Chelsea Manning for refusing to participate in the federal witch hunt process known as the grand jury. They are also keeping Chelsea Manning in solitary confinement, a completely unnecessary measure that is supposedly saved for the worst of the worst. But in Chelsea Manning's case, they are literally torturing her in one final attempt to coerce her into lying about Julian Assange. In my view, Chelsea Manning and Julian Assange are the major frigging heroes of the 21st century thus far, and they should both be treated as such. Support them. Loudly. Visibly.
Take one.
I just learned a new word from Dar Jamail in reference to his new book, The End of Ice, wherein he reveals that the impending climate catastrophe is actually several orders of magnitude worse than even the worst projections that are currently making the rounds. Mr. Jamail says that Florida and Bangladesh are doomed within the next 30 years, and that at best we are about to experience a, quote, major involuntary population reduction, unquote, and that at worst, humanity is about to become extinct. Yeah, what I've been saying.
Living is easy with eyes closed, misunderstanding all you see. It's getting hard to be someone, but it all works out. It doesn't matter much to me. No one I think is in my tree. I mean, it must be high or low. That is, you can't, you know, tune in, but it's all right. That is, I think it's not too bad. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. nothing is real. Nothing to get hung about. Strawberry fields forever. Always know sometimes think it's me, but you know I know when it's a dream. I think I know, I mean, yes, but it's all wrong. That is, I think I disagree. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to strawberry fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry fields forever. Strawberry fields forever. Strawberry fields forever.
Others are predicting outcomes even worse than Dar Jamail is projecting. I have heard conjecture over the possibility that we may cross a tipping point and create a runaway greenhouse effect that will convert the Earth into something similar to Venus, thus making all life impossible. The new word I just learned is omnicide. According to the Oxford Dictionary, omnicide is the killing of everybody or everything, the destruction of all living things. And on that uplifting note, we will end the news and commentaries section this week. I have time to slip in a song here before we go. So, this is Ani DiFranco. Enjoy.
Showbiz. I wake up in the night and I don't know where the bathroom is, and I don't know what town I'm in, what sky I'm under. And I wake up in the darkness and I don't have the will anymore to wonder. And everyone has a skeleton, a closet to keep it in. You're mine. Every song has you. You that the singer sings to. And you're at this time. Baby, you're at this time. And when I need to wipe my face, I use the back of my hand. And I like to take up space just because I can. And I use my dress to wipe up my drink. You know I care less and less what people think. And you are so lame, you know. You always disappoint me. It's kind of like a running joke, but it's really not funny. And I just want you to live up to the image of you I create. I see you when I'm so unsatisfied. I see you when I die alone. I'll jump with a smile. If I'm gonna go down, I'm gonna do it with style. And you won't see me surrender. You won't hear me confess. 'Cause you've left me with nothing. But I've worked with less. And I learn every room long enough to make it to the door. And then I hear it click shut behind me. And every key works differently. And I forget every time. Forgetting defines me. Yeah, that's what defines. the English translation is I am in love with you, and it is no fun. But I don't use words like love, 'cause words like that don't matter. But don't look so offended, you know you should be flattered. And I wake up in the night in some big hotel bed. My hands grow for the light, my hands grow for my head. And the world is my oyster, you know, the road is my home. And I know that I'm better, I'm better, I'm better. Oh.
Dilate from Ani DiFranco. See you next week. The Thunderbolt is a production of Dancing Angel Media, which is solely responsible for the content. Neither the stations that air the Thunderbolt, their sponsors, their members, their underwriters, nor anyone else that has much to do with anything else in any way, is responsible for the content of the Thunderbolt, nor do they necessarily agree with the views expressed on the Thunderbolt. If you have any comments, or if you wish to express an opposing opinion, you should send an email to dana98501@gmail.com and we will make arrangements. And I hope that you have a day. And you may want to grab a pen or something, because I'm about to give you some information. If you like what you hear here on the Thunderbolt, then the Thunderbolt archives are stored at dana98501.wordpress.com. That's D-A-N-A 98501, which is the downtown Olympia zip code, .wordpress.com. And if you would like to continue hearing the Thunderbolt, you can contribute to our cause at patreon.com/thethunderbolt. And
thank you very much.